Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most. She is the lady with the hair and the questions from us. Together you guys. Drummer, smooth drummer.
I'm not trying to mimic you. Hello, you're on the air with Smooth Drama.
With your boy, Big Hugger.
Real butterfucker.
He's nice. Tell me about it.
Come on, man. 4 years.
Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama. We back.
Yeah, and we want to hear from you all tonight.
Why do we want to hear?
Because we've got Angelica Lauren.
Who?
Angelica Lauren.
Who is Angelica Lauren?
She is a comedian, artist. Retired porn star.
Retired
but she
porn
is
star.
Very candid and ready to talk and just out there and funny and nothing is off limits to her. You can call in, ask some questions at
646-929-2037.
Yes, 646-929-2037. You can also send in messages to smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com or Dick at smoothdrama.com. I just thought that was appropriate since what we're doing today.
Well, I'm only taking song shots.
Did you hear that? Men and women?
Female song
shots. You didn't
shot.
Specify
I
that
just
last
specified
show.
It.
I was listening.
I did specify.
I didn't hear you specify. Did you get any shots?
No, I've got no shots.
He waiting.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, we have Angelica Lauren coming on in about 15 minutes, and we're going to hopefully put some callers live on the air with her because she likes to talk and answer questions, and any questions can be asked. So, again, that number is
646-929-2037.
Yes, and that number never changes. So write it down, stick it on your refrigerator, put it in your address book, stick it in your phone.
Y'all might wanna go to our site and check out some pictures of Miss Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause
she's
got a porn star booty.
I bet you she could bounce a quarter off of it. I bet she could knock some of that out.
That whole bouncing the quarter.
Well, okay, I bet she could knock somebody out with it.
She looks
like she could knock somebody out just anyways. Yeah, there's a bikini shot on our site that,
it's all about the bikini shot.
You did get your thumb shot.
Yeah, but technically it's.
Everybody got the same song shot.
Everybody, I'm selfish. I feel like
she got a big booty. She got booty and chest, titties. Yeah. Okay. So.
Anyway, if you want to keep up with us on your mobile device, man, you can hit us up. Texting the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
And you can also check out our numbers, our Say Now numbers on our site. Just go to www.smoothdrama.com. It's free to join, so we recommend all of you going in there and joining so you can listen to archive shows, watch previous shows. We've got 4 TV stations on there that music videos.
Not one, not two, not three.
But
you got 4 for your ass.
Music videos, and then we've got a page on our featured, 2 pages on featured guests.
Mm.
one from 2009 that shows most of our guests that we had in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting our collection for 2010. So if you think you want to be on one of, on the 2010 page, hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
I got to say something, though, and this is important, because, you know, we also, we have our indie corner, and we solicit in music and people who want to come on, and if you got, you think you got some talent, whatnot, or if you got a friend who thinks they got some talent, you know.
Now, hold on. Now, you say friend. Now, a friend's going to tell you if you don't have any talent.
Yeah, but see, that's where I was going with that, because, you know, sometimes y'all don't have no honest-ass friends.
Mm-mm.
And that's the problem.
Can she embarrass your ass?
No. What I'm saying is this, and I know everything, we aren't talent judges, you know, or whatnot. At least your butter isn't.
No. Okay, dick isn't.
But, look, some of y'all need to be honest with your homies.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's two kinds of people, you know. There's the people who really got talent and can do their thing, and then there's the people who belong in karaoke. No, I mean, I'm not different.
That's my peeps, man.
Yeah, I'm a karaoke guy.
You are?
I'm karaoke.
I've never heard you sing karaoke.
Right, because I'm waiting, and what I want to do as far as karaoke goes, I need some fan support, because what I plan on doing when I go to do my karaoke, my shit is going to be...
It's clear the room.
Yeah, I'm coming in there with
clear the room.
With my 70s theme. I'm going to have my disco ball around my...
You
going
to wear that?
I'm wearing...
The mat on the head?
Dude, I'm going all out. I'm going to have platform shoes, everything. So when I get up in there and I do... My karaoke.
Oh, okay, we're gonna announce when we're doing that,
it's
so we can get a large audience.
Hot, y'all! It's gonna be something that you never gonna ever forget.
We're thinking about doing karaoke in the Hillcrest area of San Diego.
No.
Come on, your disco,
why are you playing,
your
man?
Disco outfit.
Why are
you're gonna
you playing?
Let the chest hairs hang out of the shirt.
See, honey, you be wondering why I don't like you. It's because of that.
You love me too, man.
You
my homie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You my homie. See, I could tell him he's a karaoke man.
Well, you know.
I had no problem telling him he's a karaoke man.
This got nothing to do with karaoke, but it does have something to do with the whole public thing. There was a mother. Yeah, you know how you do things in public. You know, a lot of people don't have the courage to do things in public, whatnot. But
right.
Keo Clemens.
Oh God. Of where?
She's 35 years old in Milwaukee.
Ooh, Milwaukee.
She was pleading guilty to a crime. You know, she passed a worthless check, whatnot. When her baby...
She bounced a check.
Yeah, bounced a check. Probably bounced a few more.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, she had a baby with her and started fussing. And right in the middle of the sentencing, you know, she started nursing the child right there.
She brought the child
she had a child at the sentencing.
Okay, and she started breastfeeding right there.
She started
okay.
breastfeeding the child right there on the spot.
Okay.
In court.
Is that a crime?
Nah, but, you know, it's like weird right there in front of the judge. You know, you're like, well, Judge, Your Honor, hold on. And she just dropped
the
titty.
Some mothers do that.
Ah, but I just never heard of it right there on the spot.
Well, is it any different than, excuse me, in being a courtyard?
A courtyard?
You know, full of people, like say you're having lunch with your significant other, and you have your child with you. And you're out there in the open with the birds and the sun and other people walking around and the water fountain behind you, and you know, break out your titty, as you say, and start breastfeeding your child.
Yeah, but
How is that any different?
It's no different, but
okay.
It's still, you're in the courtroom.
Are you uncomfortable when women do that?
No. Nah.
If a woman were to do that in front of you, would you be uncomfortable?
No.
Okay. Then I'm not quite sure.
Women, you know, if y'all want to whip your titties out, hey.
Right.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, he has no problem.
I have no problem.
So why is this? I don't.
No, I just thought it was just funny.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought it was funny. You don't hear that every day.
Oh, well, no, they just don't report on it. I don't. Why did they make that so newsworthy?
This was in Milwaukee, and
right.
And the judge,
maybe they needed something to write about. I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't see how this.
I know it's. For you, you're like, oh, it don't mean, but
whatever.
You don't,
deal
you
with
don't
it.
See that every day.
I mean,
deal with it.
Deal
that's
with
what
it.
You're saying.
That's not my new saying. I've been saying it, and I'm just saying it now.
Saying.
Deal with it.
So now you busting that
out. Deal with it.
Okay,
you want to whip your video. We have a caller.
Yeah, caller.
Caller, woohoo! We're going to answer your call now.
All right. Oh, well. Caller went away.
Call back. We'll pick up the phone.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
This is my man, Black Steel.
Yeah, this is him.
Black
Steel. Yeah, so, you know, he's a guest host, too. So.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm sure you want to holler at Angelica, right?
I'm checking out the show, just listening and see what you guys got going on tonight.
All right.
Okay, well, you're on the air right now. Okay,
you
continue listening.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold.
But you continue listening.
And we're going
to... And if you want to ask Angelica a question, hang up and call back.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm
okay, don't mute us. We need to be on the air.
I know that.
What the hell?
What?
Okay, well, he's going to put you on hold. Hello? And if there is a question that you want to ask Angelica, you'll have to hang up and call back.
Okay, that's cool.
Cool. All right, but you continue listening. Yeah. Are you
I'm listening?
That's my
What's
homie.
That?
So you tell him that he was a karaoke man, right?
What you talking?
You said that he was.
I got a story about Black Steel. I got a story about Black Steel.
We want to hear this.
I want to hear it too.
All right. Well. When me and Black Steel worked at a certain establishment together, there was Adina Howard who came to our establishment. And I remember when Black Steel was like, yeah, I'm going to get at Adina. So Adina Howard was set up to be at this table. You know, to sign autographs and whatnot. She had the song, was it Freaking Me or whatever the hell it was. Anyway, so there's a long-ass line of standing. You know, they have to wait. They're, like, way back away where my man Black Steel is sitting in front of the table when I walk by. I never forgot that. I didn't know how that turned out for you, man, but...
Okay.
And you know what the funniest thing is? I don't remember that. I really don't remember that.
Finish the story.
No, because what happened is, you know, there's a line and everybody's roped off.
Okay.
Except for Black Steel.
Okay.
Who is standing in front of the table just.
Yeah, okay.
I never forgot that. I wanted to ask you, and I guess a few years later I can ask you. Did you get the holler at her?
Yeah, I got the holler at her. Hey, it was funny about it, right, is I ended up kicking it with them that whole day. Like, I was hanging with the dancers. And I ended up even, I got, like, two of the dancers, I even got their numbers and went to L.A. and kicked it with them.
Oh.
You know what, man?
And you didn't take your man?
You didn't take your man.
But it was like, it wasn't like the next day. It was like a couple months later or something like that. It was like, oh, I was in town, so I just hit him up and was like, yo, I'm in town.
You know what? I'm about to hang up on you, homie. You ain't even call or nothing. You ain't say, because you didn't say dancer.
You said dancers.
You said dancers.
Yeah, like two of them.
Okay.
He had to go with not one.
So,
where was your man here?
You know what?
Where was your man?
You know what?
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try.
Yeah, we got to put you on hold, man. Wow. That's fucked up.
Hey, I got you in the other places. I took you in. We rolled together other places.
We call it Angelica, man. We call it Angelica right now.
Call her. I'll have some questions once I hear, once y'all get going. I'll jump in. I'll do my thing.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Technical
difficulties.
Hello?
Angelica.
Yeah, that's a weird phone number. That's like 0001-2345.
Yeah, well, you're on Skype on our speakerphone with Dick Hugger on Smooth Jama.
Did you say cop?
No, Smooth Drama. This is my co-host, Dick Hugger.
Oh, yes. Smooth Drama.
Yes.
Right.
What if it doesn't go smooth?
Well, we were hoping that it would, so,
It's smooth.
He's smooth.
I'm smooth.
I'm drama.
Okay. I'm drama, too.
No, you're drama?
I was looking at some pictures of you. You doing your thing.
She said, oh, yeah.
Now, how did you get into porn?
I was a dancer, and someone approached me. One of the biggest sites, one of the largest sites there is, the guy approached me, the guy from MILF Hunter, gave me a business card, well, one of the guys that works for them, and says, would you like to make $1,200 an hour? Because
Wait, you said $1,200 an hour?
In an hour, and I said, yeah. They said, because you're like, you just light up the stage. I'm like, yeah, well, shit. That sounds nice. So I took the card, and he's like, call me tomorrow. Called him the next day. He says, come down to the beach, to this house. I went to the house, make a long story short, told me to get naked, made me spin around, took pictures. They spoke to the big boss. And they had me do my first movie.
Okay,
which was
so
MILF Hunter.
There's no and tryout or nothing?
Huh?
Is there like a tryout?
No, there's no tryout. The tryout is they have to see if your body looks good. That's the tryout. It's getting naked and spinning around in a circle.
Oh, that's the tryout?
Yeah.
So it's not like painted a six-pack?
If he airbrushed a six pack on him,
I can like try out. I got the rest of the muscles. I just,
oh please.
What?
It's different. So don't even go there. It's totally a different situation with guys and with girls.
Why would it be different with the guys and the girls?
Because guys get $100 and and guys aren't, they're, it's totally different because it has, it's very difficult for guys to do it.
You only get $100 an hour?
What?
You get $100 for a scene, and if you can make it through the scene. It's not easy, okay? You have to keep a hard-on through a guy with a camera up your asshole, practically, okay? And people talking about what they did last night, people in the background running around a house, walking, watching your scene. People are homophobic. If you're mental, you can't concentrate. And then it's stop and go. So if you take your dick out, you got to move in different positions. You could be thinking about last night. You could be thinking about your bills. You could be, it's a mind fuck. It's very hard. And then when the guy tells you to come, you got to come.
On cue?
So God bless you if you could come on command.
Yeah, that's a special skill there. I don't know if I'd have met.
It's a special skill for, you know, you to be taking your dick in and out when people are walking around the house watching you banging, you know, somebody, and your dick stays hard throughout the whole thing, you know. Especially if you're not even attracted to the girl. And you have things on your mind, too.
Okay, so have you ever been with somebody that you just wasn't attracted to? You wasn't feeling at all?
I haven't been attracted to anybody I've been with.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. How many movies have you done?
I go with the feeling.
Oh,
wow.
So nobody's ever tapped that ass and you was like...
No. I was attracted to Wesley Pike. I was attracted to Dino Bravo, Jay Huntington. I've been attracted to a lot of the guys. But some of their attitudes suck, so I have to break them down.
Ooh.
Are we on the air?
We are. We're alive.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. I thought we were having a chat beforehand.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're uncut.
This is candid. So
we're jumping right into the action.
Yeah. Okay. How many movies have you done?
About 200.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted an hour.
Yeah. And I'm doing, I'm into like, I do fetish as well, and I do wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah. I do, you know, dominating. Some guys want me to do competitive MMA and wrestling with them. Boxing.
Dudes want you to beat them up with the bottle and hit it?
I have a guy that wants me to actually, like, break his bones. Break his ribs and everything, and then he has a guy that takes him to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy that break his bone.
Yeah, bust his nose.
Oh, shit.
Bust his nose, bust whatever I can bust on him. Whatever I can break.
Totally
break him up, man.
I'm like, whatever happened to just busting the neck?
No, these guys get hard on a woman that's dominating.
Mm.
Wow.
And I guess they get their nut, like, after they heal, and they have the memory of that evening. I'm serious, because they get the memory, like, the guys that I fight.
That's a fetish, right?
Yeah, and I do a lot of these fight matches, and when they're not in pain, they're hard, but the thing is, it's like, they have the memory of the fight and me submissing them to, them tapping out, and me winning the fight, or whatever, and they get off on the memory, so they have the memory with them, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Wow.
And it turns them on at the time, but, you know, there's no nuts, you know.
Ow. Ow, that hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm just... thinking like, damn.
There's people that like pain. There's a lot of people that like pain, but they don't. I don't know that how they can nut with the pain. So I guess I know they like it. I mean, like with the kung fu guy that strangled himself and died. I don't think he nutted at the same time that he died. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you talking about David Carradine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I went out. Oh my God! See, I'm a very like tough competitor, and one girl she knocked me out.
Knocked you out?
So that was the first. That was the only time I got knocked out. Well, she put me in a chokehold. I would not submit to her. She was like on steroids, and I was pissed. I don't like people on steroids. And she put me in a chokehold, and I would not tap out, and I went out. And I know how it feels to be, like, you know, choked out.
Mm.
It was weird. But then you get, that's why I have brain damage. I'm innocent by insanity.
Wow. So, yeah. So she hired you to fight her, and then she, y'all, that's the and that's part of it, the whole the fight
choking
and choking.
Yeah, it's MMA, tap out. You guys don't follow the fights? What's up,
yeah,
man?
I follow the fights, but I didn't know people did that as like this is foreplay.
Oh hell yeah. There's so many fetishes. I'm doing a smoking fetish. I've done balloon fetishes. I've done foot fetishes.
Wait, what's a balloon fetish? I know
what's
a balloon fetish?
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. You don't understand. And this is for real, okay? Because there's tickle fetish. You know the tickle fetish, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, you get tickled. Okay, that's a tickle fetish. The balloon fetish is I'm so scared of balloons. I swear to God, my son can't have balloons. And my mom, she can't either. Because the popping sound gives me anxiety and I scream like a gunshot.
Right.
I think I'm getting shot. Like, I go, ah! I like freak out and like my heart starts beating really fast.
Oh.
So,
I really get nervous. From balloons popping. I'd rather go to the gun range and shoot my gun, and I don't get as nervous as a balloon popping. I swear to God. Because I don't know when it's going to happen.
Now, this is where I'm confused at. You shoot guns, but you're scared of a balloon.
Yeah. And you know what? I've had surgery without anesthesia.
Oof.
I just had my belly button pierced. I thought I'd pass out. Okay,
mm.
I've had liposuction with no anesthesia, but guess what?
What?
I can't have a Band-Aid.
Why can't you have a Band-Aid?
Because it hurts too much to take it off.
But you've had
what? Oh,
no
God.
Anesthesia.
I had a kid without an epidural, okay?
Oh, Lord.
But I can't wear a Band-Aid because it hurts.
Oh, no, I'm really fucking confused.
Okay, yes, I'm insane.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't have a Band-Aid.
But the balloon popping gives me anxiety. No, I'm not scared of clowns.
You have a kid without an epidural, but you can't endure a Band-Aid?
Oh, my God, that was pretty bad. But you know what? I think the piercing was even worse.
You're kidding.
And the food poisoning was up there with it. Ooh.
Wow.
And the 14-inch cock pretty much was hitting the sciatic nerve, which was pretty bad, too.
Mm.
Yeah, that would hurt. 14 inches?
Just stop it right there.
Shit, that's two in one. It's a twofer.
All righty, then. One of our bloggers asked, have you ever had or given a hot cart? A hot car.
A hot what?
A hot car.
What's a hot car? Phone sex?
I don't know what it is. A hot car. C-A-R-L.
Hot Carl?
Yeah.
Someone asked if I did that?
Yeah.
I've never dated a Carl.
I don't know if that's good.
So maybe I'll meet a guy named Carl soon, and he's hot. I don't know.
Do him. I don't understand what that question is.
I know. So maybe I'll. It's a term that obviously that I usually know everything, and I don't know what that is. So obviously, it's somebody made it up.
Yeah, they have to look. So what's a hot Carl?
Huh.
I'm very educated in this area, and I'm a doctor in this area, so somebody made it up. There's no such thing.
Hot Carl, like
ATM, you know.
Now, do you have a fetish?
Yes, I have a lot of fetishes. Yeah. I have pregnant women is one. Don't laugh at me, okay? It's very popular.
No, you know, I have a friend is the same way. We have a friend that's the same way.
Mm.
Is she a girl or a guy, though?
Girl. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. So your fetish is pregnant women, like making out with pregnant women?
I don't make out with anybody. No, I just like, I like booty belly.
Oh.
I like to go, like, downtown and stuff, you know, and just, like, mess around.
Did you look up Hot Carl?
Yeah. Hot Carl is, according to the Urban Dictionary, a hot Carl is the act of defecating on someone's face.
Defecating someone's face. What?
Yeah, you shit on their face.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that. Someone asked me to piss on their face, they would give me $500, and I tried. I even put them in the stall on the floor, their head, in their own bathroom. But I put them near the toilet to try to pee on their face because urine's clean, and I couldn't fucking do it.
Wow.
So I definitely could not mess with the other end. Because that's dirty.
That's
very dirty, very dangerous, and I'm a clean woman. And I don't need the money that's fucking bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, longer than the answer.
I don't even do ATM, okay? Ask them out. I have to scrub their cock before it goes right back in my mouth, okay?
Ask to mouth?
Yeah, they gotta stop the scene. I gotta scrub their cock.
Something here.
Yeah,
I didn't know what ATM was.
Yeah. No.
ATM, it means you run to the bank and get more money if I'm gonna do another scene.
Exactly. Yeah, ass and mouth is like, that's way past nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so dangerous. It's like disgusting. It's like you can get so sick on that.
Mm.
I'm not risking my health.
I don't want to imagine that. So.
No.
All right. I saw you on the red carpet. I seen you. Seen the video of you on the red carpet. You know, you had homie shook.
That was just a little piece. That was just a little piece. That was at Nick's in Beverly Hills. I have a.
Well, hold on.
We have a caller. Hold on. We're gonna bring the caller online.
Caller, you're on the.
Hey, Angelica. Hi, Angelica. Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Who's this? Good, who
is
this?
This is Greg.
Oh, what's up?
I wanted to ask Angelica a question.
You're on there. Go ahead now.
Hey, Angelica. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I really like your what you do. I watch you. I've watched probably about 20 of your videos. My name's Mike. Just wanted to let you know I really think you're
Greg.
Hot.
Wait, you just said your name's Greg, and then you said your name's Mike. Which is it?
Depends who you ask.
Don't fuck with me, because you know I'm raw.
But listen, I want to ask you a question. My wife likes to have sex like 5 times a day, sometimes 6 times a day. Like, kind of addicted, and, you know, I'm not really a porn star or anything like that. I'm an accountant,
there's
actually.
There's medication for that. There's medication
well,
for her.
I'm in my 30s, you know, I'm not exactly needing medication right now. But, you know,
so
I'm an accountant.
She can
and
take medication. She can to calm her sex drive.
No, she yeah. likes to have it like 5 or 6 times every day.
I know,
sometimes.
But you can't. So she needs to calm her ass down and get medication to calm her sex drive.
Well, she's on. She's got her attention deficit, but she likes to. She likes to do it.
That's
I mean,
what I'm on
this
too.
Is not
is
a marriage
Adderall?
Problem. Yeah.
Well, it could be.
Hmm.
Okay.
So what it
on
is
Adderall,
is like.
So am I.
Well, so like this is the thing. It's not just with me, but with randoms. You know, just sometimes she'll come home and she says I wasn't home or I was busy and I was working. And so she met someone and they did it. You know, it's
well,
kind of like I feel it's not
right.
me. Well, it's not a marriage thing, you know, but she's just a little bit.
Problem. She has an addiction problem and she needs to go get the medication to sex drive. Like I'm on medication to lower my sex drive.
What's the medication?
So like, did you feel it was, like, obsessive, and did it lower your sex drive? Because I still want her to have sex with me, you know?
Oh, of course. No, she's going to want to have sex with you, but she's not going to be, like, having, like, you know how alcoholic, you know what I'm saying? Alcohol. It's called addictive personality
mm-hmm.
disorder, and that's what she has. And her addiction... I don't know what other addiction she has, but
mm-hmm.
she has a sex addiction.
No, just this. She just wants to
okay.
have sex anywhere, 5 or 6 times a day. I just can't handle it. She'll come home and she'll be like,
but,
you were working too much. It's tax season coming up. This happened last year.
Right.
This is we've been married for 3 years, you know? We have
right,
we
yes.
have a kid. I
right.
feel it's going to... So
right.
I, so you think
so,
it's an addiction
it's
is what she has.
Oh, of course it's an addiction, and it's not that she doesn't love you. She loves you, but
mm-hmm.
she can't control herself. Like an alcoholic can't control themselves.
Well,
a gambler can't control himself.
Well, Angelica, I want to ask you a question. Like, I think I want to get her into porn. You know what I'm saying? She's kind of attractive. If she could, she can make money at this, too. I'm thinking if I just get
okay.
her more sex than she can handle, that we over... Seriously, I'm thinking if
okay,
I give it to her more...
Well, where do you live? Where do you live? In L.A.?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay, it's not
I'm in
as
New
easy
York
as
City.
It sounds, okay? It's
what?
Not as easy as it sounds. Porn, it's not as easy as it sounds just to get in like that.
No, she's an attractive girl. I'm thinking they just want to have her,
it doesn't
you know...
matter. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking dog.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It doesn't matter if you're attractive. Because they're using dogs now. They don't even want famous names. They're
mm.
using girls from Wendy's. They're using 20-year-old girls from Wendy's.
She's
28. Budget cut. Well,
she did actually work once at Wendy's. It's really funny you say that, though. But that was like when she was in high
yes.
school.
And
she got fired there. She got
cutting.
Fired. She was fucking the manager.
Colin. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. Great,
thanks.
Or Mark.
Go to a therapist. That's the best thing.
What's up?
Just
go to a the best thing is just go to a therapist. It's just to get
go,
into the
go to a sex therapist. Can you recommend one, or just do you find them online?
No, just go to any therapist. Any therapist. Not
she needs to go to a
therapist.
You both need to go.
All right.
Yeah, go to you thank, go together.
Thank you,
Colin. Thank you, thank you, Greg. Or
thank
okay,
you,
but you don't
baby.
Think. Oh, Angelica, thank you.
Thank you, baby. Okay.
Yeah. Was Mark or Greg or
Mike?
Mike? Oh, didn't he say Mike too?
He said Greg and Mike.
I thought he said Mark.
Mike.
He said
his name.
He said Greg. He said his
he
name was Greg,
Greg
first, and then he said his name was Mike.
Oh well.
Hmm.
So that's why I got at, I was like, okay, so he's hiding his identity. Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm like a doctor because like, I went to school for like psychiatry.
What's the name of the medication?
Oh, well, Adderall is for ADHD.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many different medications out there. I mean, there's what's the one for the...
To calm your sex
drive. Oh, there's there's Cymbalta.
That contraceptive sex drug?
Yeah, the Cymbalta, and then that's mixed with the Topamax.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Find that.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
I think I need that.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even had. I don't even bother with sex anymore unless I'm doing work.
What?
Or if I get into a relationship, which I doubt that'll ever happen.
Dude, what? Did you say you don't even bother with sex no more?
No. What do you think? I'm just gonna bang somebody out of nowhere they don't deserve it. They gotta earn the pussy, honey, mentally.
I'm not saying that they can't earn the
pussy. They gotta earn it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you gotta treat me nice. You can't just come over one night and just get the pussy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You gotta, be like date me for a while, and I gotta feel you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta like you. You gotta like treat me right. You gotta open doors. You gotta be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come from a used, battered family. I come from a high class family.
Mm.
Just because I'm a porn star doesn't mean I come from a family that my dad was an alcoholic and he raped me when I was 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? I come from a rich, very functional family actually.
Okay.
And my parents think
insinuating that you were lower. I'm just saying that you said you were giving up sex. I mean, so
no, she's not giving up sex.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
you. I'm wait. If I'm not working.
So you went to that place that Tiger Woods went to.
What? That little farm that Tiger Woods is at because he's a sex addict.
Yeah, I don't go out of the house. How's that? Unless I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm dating somebody right now.
Oh, nice.
But I don't really like him. But he's very smothering. He's smothering. He's always in my face. You know what I'm saying? He's annoying.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, no. That's very in my face.
That's that's stalker tendencies.
Yeah, it's stalkerish. Stalkerish.
I was going to say that's probably your fault, though.
Why?
Well, I mean,
because I'm fine and I got filet mignon.
So,
hey,
a man is dating you and you bam, 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 walking. You can only walk by me like 2-3 times. Before I have to reach out and smack you on the ass.
Oh, and he's gonna smack you back.
Okay.
Oh, hey, if you do that, you get a knife to your jugular.
Uh-huh.
A knife to my jugular?
You don't do
that. Oh, yeah. Down here in South Carolina, they disrespect. Let me tell you something. Black men here are very disrespectful. I've never lived in a state like this in my life. I am born in New York, lived in Florida, L.A. This is the first time I've ever lived in a state where the men, most of the black, like the white men don't even look at me. I think they're scared of me. But because they're like, they're used to Southern belles. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I don't, yes, ma'am. And then they say, like, if you don't hear somebody, they go, ma'am. And I go, what? And they go, ma'am. And I go, what? And they go, ma'am. It's the craziest shit, And it's like the black guys, they'll just scream out, let me tap that ass. Or like I was doing a show and they grabbed my ass twice while I was on stage. My security was stuffing his face and looking at women. And I jumped off stage, put a knife to his throat. And I grabbed his dreadlocks. I said, you want me to slice your jugular now or later, motherfucker? Because I said, I ain't no Southern Belle. I'm from New York and I'll do it. You don't touch me.
All right.
Because, I I've been raped before, and I don't like people disrespecting me. That's one thing I don't like. And in L.A. and in all the states, they don't do that. They'll come up, can I take you out, Miss Lady? You know what I'm saying?
But this is what I'm saying. I just said that if I was dating you, I didn't say just walking up out the blue and smacking you on the ass.
Oh, but that's what they do here.
Yeah.
Out out the blue, oh, yeah, if you're dating me, it's different.
Look, now, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm saying we talking about your man here. Now,
yeah, oh, okay.
You know,
no,
the
wait,
guy
wait.
You don't like because you say he's
you're just dating him. He's not your man. You're dating him.
Yeah, but Sherman, but you know what? The guy that I'm seeing did that to me the other day, he slapped my ass, and I don't like, I have a song out. I have a new track out. And, I'm gonna read the rap lyrics to it.
Yo, what?
Everybody gotta check out my new track on, myfaith.com. It's Angelica Lauren Music. Angelica with a J, of course, you know. ANJELICALAUREN Music. And you got to friend request me so and say that you heard me on the radio show. So I get all excited. But the new tracks are out. And listen, this new song that I just did, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh. And I just did two new songs. Here we go. This is just the part where I rap, and my New York comes out. You guys are gonna crack up. Here we go. Angelica Lauren pumps on the wall, face down, ass up, bang and roll. Pump it hard, pump it fast, but don't you dare slap my ass. When I jiggle, other girls pickle. So sorry, your boyfriend's little. Keep it pumping. Make the jelly jiggle. Make the jelly jiggle. Make the jelly jiggle. And then the second verse. Booty clap, booty smack. Yeah, that's right. My booty's fat. Stick, shift, and drive, then pull it back. Yeah, I know you like that. On your mark, set, ready, go. You already know. You already know. When it's bouncing, it's for show. It ain't no picture. It's me, ho.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's been my new song. It has a great background to it. And then I got my JoJo Fab and Palmetto. I'm singing and rapping. JoJo Fab's singing. Palmetto's wrapping up his stuff. I don't even know what he's saying. But it don't matter. As long as I'm there. You know, it's all good. All
right. So you got an album that's out?
We're working on I got 5 tracks that are done on the MySpace, and we're right now booking shows. You know, we got our promo pack.
Promotional
together.
Tour? You got a promotional tour?
He's getting the promo. My JoJo does all that stuff. So we're getting the promo kit, whatever that stuff's called. And we're going to go hunting.
Hunting?
Okay, so you plan on just working the Chitlin circuit, or are you going to come all the way?
No, we're going to go because I have bookings for modeling shoots like next month in Florida, then the month after in Chicago, the month after that in L.A.
Speaking of the one in L.A., is that in May?
In L.A., I'll be staying downtown by the airport.
You know, we'll have to come up and see you.
Yeah, definitely, because remember I have that I want to, you know, go because I have that, from my head trauma from my boxing, I have like, let's blame it on the ADHD because I feel sometimes what I'm saying. I mean, even when I do comedy, I tell the people in the front audience, please remember where I'm at because I skip around so much and I tell them I have ADHD.
Okay.
You know, when I say, remember where I'm at. So you guys remember where I'm at.
Yeah, how did you get head trauma?
Oh, from a trainer. He disrespected me in the ring. He said, because my my promoter wasn't supposed to tell that my trainer, a trainer is supposed to be a mentor. He was supposed to train me for a fight, okay? And I had a different trainer, and this was the first time with this guy, and this guy was real good-looking, big black guy, you know, probably on steroids or whatever. But, you know, I take my training seriously, and like on my MySpace page, I have, that's what I'm saying, I have all this stuff. I have modeling things. I have my boxing. I have my music. I have my, like, freaking 100 photographs from different photo shoots. That's why I tell everybody to go to, you know, the Angelica Lauren music page, because it's like I have blogs. My whole life is on there, you know. But they can also Google search me and find me, my Facebook, you know.
Yeah, I saw a few things when I Googled you. They Yeah, you have some interesting works on.
There's, yeah, different stuff there. I mean,
yeah,
some things I haven't even seen.
Yeah, I'm thinking you saw them. You just might not remember them. You know, I'm seeing, and I guess this is the whole your porn star stuff. Now I'm gonna ask you, because we've already gone over that, so we're gonna go back into that. Your comedy, is that separate? I mean, so you're saying you have your modeling, you have your comedy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, then I have the TV show. Okay, I have World TV, which is, I do red carpet events in L.A.
Okay.
Which I met them on the red carpet when I was in a contest called Hottest Girl in Porn. They saw how I took the microphone. I just grabbed the microphone away from the guys that were interviewing me.
Okay.
I mean, because the microphone, I have to have it in my hand.
Okay.
And I just...
you know,
and there's a guy. I'm not mentioning any names. Well, can anyone hear this that lives in L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guy that is an event host that lives in L.A. who's in the porn business that will not interview me because... He is I'm a threat to him because I won't touch his microphone, but he's afraid to get near me because I take over the mic. Like, even if he has the mic in his hand, I just, like, take over this fucking show.
Okay.
He doesn't like that?
So.
I don't know. He's just threatened by me. And when we went away to Tampa for a convention, he wouldn't interview me. They told him, the magazine company told him to interview me, and he wouldn't.
Okay, so because the day that we got together in L.A., can we share the mic?
Oh, yeah. If it's your mic, if it's your mic and your show, then it's your mic, and you just hold it in my face, or you can hand it to me and I'll hand it back if you allow that.
I just put
when I do my show, like for the red carpet, like, and I interview you guys.
Yes.
And then I talk and I say, this is Andrea, my buddy, and this is Dick. Okay, you guys talk. Tell them who you are, because I don't remember. Okay. And then I'll put the mic in your face.
Okay.
And I'll keep letting you talk until you stop talking. And then I'll take it back.
Yes.
Yeah, we have no problem with that.
We have no problem with
that.
Well,
we'll definitely have to hook up in L.A.
Now, I mean, I just wanted to, so what, your comedy show, stand up, sit down.
I sit down when my feet hurt. Because I stand up when I walk in, you know, I'm all excited, you know, and then my feet hurt because I work heels because I want to look hot, you know.
Because,
you know, comedians got to look hot, too.
I was going to ask you, do you wear provocative clothing for your...
Well, see, in Florida, there was a guy, I did the New York Comedy Club, and I did the Funky Buddha. And the guy who, his name is Richie Lala, he's real popular. He made it, it was an ad that he made up. It was like naked comedy.
Naked comedy? That showed on tour, right?
No. It wasn't. Well, it was just a little tour in Florida that I did.
Oh, you did. I thought you were saying the guy did, because I was on.
No, he promoted me. All right,
good.
He said, Angelica Lauren, naked comedy, no bars held, or something like that, And I just talked about, it was so funny. I talked about, you know, porn and my life and my dysfunctional family.
You wasn't naked?
And I go freestyle. No, I wasn't naked. I wore a dress with my abs showing, like a gown with my abs showing, you know. I didn't, you know, I'm not going to get naked. I mean, there's people there that didn't even know. I know, but there's people that were going there that they didn't even know what the hell to expect, you know? I mean, I pulled out a freaking 20-inch dildo from Bubba the Love Sponge show that they gave me. And because there was this guy that I was having sex with one time, and we were having sex, and he said, would you mind putting your finger in my ass while we were having sex? And I said, no, no problem. You know, I aim to please. I'm a professional, you know? So, I mean, you know, if I get very bent out of shape if I don't please somebody, you know, with my OCD.
Right.
So, you know, I have put my finger to the desk, whatever, so whatever. Mm. And, you know, then he goes, do you have anything bigger? I mean, do you have, like, a little dildo or something? I bring out, like, a 4-incher, right? So I go, all right, is this okay? So I'm sticking it in there. Yeah, that's good. So I'm like, all right, well, what's the deal? So I'm like, I'm not really enjoying it. I can't even concentrate. So he's like, all right, next size. I'm like, okay, you're 6 inches. How's this, motherfucker? You know, I'm like, Jesus. You know, what's next? Am I going to go up to the 20? You know? So I'm like, I might as well fucking line them up, you know, in a row. So, because I got every size. I got 4, 6, 8, 12, 14, 18, 20. And the 20's a joke. And I have a picture of me holding up the 20 because my photographer was there and he was taking pictures of me. And
kind
so
of
I was
that you have a 20-inch dildo in your possession, but hey.
Yeah, I can email the picture to you. You send me your email. I will send you the picture of me whipping it out of my bag and telling the story.
So I'm like,
the last of the joke was, okay, motherfucker, how's this? Who's getting fucked here, me or you? And I just whip out the big 20-incher. And I was like, Jesus. You know, I was like, that night was work. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
This big guy on top of me with his little dick fucking me, and I'm screwing him in his ass with 20 inches. I mean,
alrighty then.
Yeah.
That's not the visual that I wanted to end the show with, but thank you.
Angelica, we thank you for being on the show. It went by fast. When you're in L.A., or when you know when you're going to be in L.A., you'll have to let me know.
Break us up.
Oh, yeah.
We'll, you know, get up there.
I will know ahead of time.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We'll check you out, but leave the 20-inch at home.
But thank you, Angelica.
Thanks.
And we'll let you get some rest now. I know it's late.
Yeah, and everybody, tomorrow, I want to see friend requests.
Okay.
My face, Angelica Lauren Music. Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Good night.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. That was Angelica Lauren.
You can also connect to her MySpace by going to smoothdrama.com, clicking on the featured guest page and going to 2010. Her picture's there, and it's linked to her MySpace, and you can send her a friend's request.
Yes.
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Have a great weekend. Dick Hugger, Butter Pecan, we out.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.